This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, let's go to the lines for a couple of calls, shall we?
Shall we? Let's do it.
Limits? We shall.
All right, let's start with Brady in Johnstown.
Hello, Brady.
Hello, guys. How are you doing on this fine Monday? I guess it's technically afternoon.
Bob's never been better, but I won't speak for me. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so I just wanted to get your guys, two things. I wanted to get your guys' thought on the comments P.K. Subban made on Saturday during the Bens game calling out Kyle Dubas. Honestly, he made a couple of good points, like the Pens being undersized and undermanned and, you know, Crosby deserving better. But I think it's kind of harsh for him to call out Kyle Dubas the way he did. I mean, questioning whether they're rebuilding or going all in, it's clear that they're rebuilding. The Pens have 29 draft picks over the next three seasons, and 15 of those, I think, are in the top three rounds. So, I mean, to call out Kyle Dubas like that and question the lack of direction, I think is just, you know, him being a national guy, not really paying attention to what's going on locally.
And secondly, well, let's stay there. Let's stay there for a moment. I didn't hear the comments, but the gist of what you said, I disagree with you and agree with him 100%. It sounds like you agree with Josh Yowie, who I love, who's great at his job. He tweeted out the other day, I don't know who needs to hear this, but the Penguins are rebuilding right now. They have been since the day they sold Jake Guentzel. Fair enough so far, but he finishes by saying, just because big names remain on the roster doesn't mean it isn't a 100% full-on rebuild. It most certainly is. I completely disagree with that, number one, when you have guys like Ricard Raquel still on your roster here.
He may not be, though, by the end.
Okay, then we can...
March 7th will be the drop-dead date for that.
Sure, then we can revisit the conversation.
And
this
is not a full-on rebuild. If Josh is right, then Ricard Raquel will not be here on March 8th.
I would agree with that. But he's saying that right now they're on a 100% full-on rebuild.
I'm not 100%.
Agree. And then the other thing, sir, is talking about Dubas so far. Dubas failed in Toronto, and he's failed here so far. He tried to build a winning team. If they had decent goaltending, especially if they had good goaltending, befitting a $27 million goalie, they'd probably be in the playoffs. Look at this weekend as an example. They could have and maybe should have won both games, but their goaltending was horrific. So he failed in Toronto. He's failed here so far. Why would I believe he's going to succeed in the end?
I agree to a degree with Brady here in that he is trying, because of a management mandate, to do both. I think it's unfair to criticize him for, you know, the nostalgic trip they've made down the road here with 37, 38-year-old players. And maybe this is one of the reasons why Jim Rutherford didn't want to hang around. I don't know this to be sure, but if you want to move on from one of those named players and try to figure out, I know they have no trade clauses, but you got to figure out if you're going to rebuild. If you're him, you want to do it fully. If you can't, then you have to play both sides.
He brought in another one, an Erik Karlsson, who fits the same description.
And that was about
the time he poured 54.
That is a bad move. Looking back, he's just been terrible defensively, and now they should try to trade him and absorb costs. That's also part of a rebuild, I think. But I do think that he's somewhat trapped, just like Ron Hextall was somewhat trapped, in that you can't move certain people. Well, if you can't move certain people, what do you have to move? he's done a pretty good job of acquiring these draft picks. Now, what his future will be determined by what those picks become.
Well, then it's going to be a long blanking time before we render a verdict. Okay, then we'll decide. And the second thing is, he also, in addition to bringing in another guy to add to the description of guys you just made, old guys on huge contracts that you still want to hang on with and try and win, Carlson was a guy he added to. And he also put $54 million into Ryan Graves and Tristan Jarry.
Bad, bad moves, no question. And while this is going on, by the way, and I should, since Washington was here on Saturday, Joe, I will look at Washington as exactly what the Penguins are trying to do, which is keep your core down there being Ovechkin, Tom Wilson, John Carlson, and then revamp everything else as best you can. And so what they did is they brought in a new, younger head coach. He's been really good with them.
Yeah.
They had Darcy Kemper, who's making a lot of money and failing. And so what do? They make a trade for Logan Thompson. We're talking about finding goaltenders. What do? They went to Vegas for a backup who wasn't playing because Aiden Hill is their guy. They gave up 2 third-round picks to get him, and now he's a Vezina candidate.
What from Kyle Dubas's history would lead you to believe he can find the right goalie?
My point is it can be done if you do it the right way. From this point of view, he gets an F on terms of goaltenders because not only – do they have a problem in Tristan Jarry in that they may have to end up buying him out? They don't have a succession plan here. We talk about quarterbacks. Who is the next guy up here? They traded Philip Gustafson. That was Rutherford.
Maybe Blomqvist? I don't know.
Maybe. Did you see enough from him? And I know it's early, but I have to see a lot more of him. I don't know. I still think that ultimately is got to be the biggest play you make. But Washington went further than that. They brought in some good guys in free agency. While Ryan Graves got, what did he get, 6 years, $27 million? Is that what it was?
27, I think.
No, I think it was six.
Six, okay.
But so what does Washington do? They go out and get Matt Roy. Similar kind of not really big name. They gave him $34 million over, I think, 6 years. He has been terrific.
So all they need to do to replicate Washington is bring in a fresh face at coach, have a GM who knows how to identify talent and pay it, go out and get younger players.
My point is they did it with the same three guys who are their main core players.
Well, sure, but they also I would argue that Nicklas Backstrom was one of those guys, and so was T.J. Oshie.
Right.
And they got a huge break when those two guys went on long-term IR, freeing up millions.
They did. That's part of it. They're still on their roster, but they're not being used, and they can't be. My point is they did it with other – they brought in Pierre-Luc Dubois. They brought in Jacob Chychrun, who's a really good player. They did a lot of smart things.
Yes, they did.
And they didn't miss on him. When you miss on Jarry, when you miss on Graves, when you miss on – other things, and the goaltending doesn't improve, where are you going? That's where it falls on him.
Nowhere. You're going nowhere despite your best efforts, so why not enhance that and deal some of the guys that you have right now? Why wouldn't you do that? And Raquel is Exhibit A. This franchise in this position has no business keeping a soon-to-be 33-year-old winger who will never sell for better than he will right now. Could he in the offseason? Sure, but he needs to stay healthy. Grayslick is another guy that you'd like to trade at the deadline for a much lesser price, obviously, but you saw what happened. He's hurt now. There's a reason why, no matter the sport, you see it in baseball and hockey, right around the trade deadline, you sit guys out so as not to risk injury. I don't know what's going to happen with Raquel the rest of this year. What I know right now is he might be the most desirable forward on the entire trade market, and I don't know when you're ever going to be able to say that again with this guy.
Absolutely.
So I would deal him at this deadline. I'd be looking either at the deadline or the offseason, begging people to waive their no movement, no trade, whatever. Is it right that Rust's no movement expires in the offseason? Am I right about that?
I think there is an expiration. I'm not sure exactly when it is.
I'd be begging guys.
But until you do,
Bob, then Yoey's statement is wrong. They're not on a full-on 100% rebuild.
Full-on would indicate that they're full-on, and they haven't shown that they're full-on. They've made trades. They've acquired picks. Kevin Hayes was brought here not because they like Kevin Hayes in terms of an answer for anything. They got a second-round pick from St. Louis as part of it. So he is loading up on, from that point of view, I understand that. That is part of trying to rebuild your whole system, and they need draft picks to do it, but more importantly, they got to hit on the draft picks. So that's where they are right now, and no telling how long this is going to take. They are going to be a lottery team this year, by the way.
Oh, man.
So you have advocating tanking. They're not tanking necessarily, but they're doing it all by themselves without actually going through the process.
I know, but here's the problem. They're they still have enough to actually play well and beat teams. I think we saw that this weekend. They dominated the Rangers yesterday and lost because of their goalie. So I would still try to make more moves to ensure that they move toward the bottom. If you picked up, I was going to say, if you picked up a paper today, nobody does that anymore.
There are papers. I've seen them around. I don't pick them up.
The Penguins, Bob, have the worst points percentage in the East.
Yes.
55 points, they've played 59 games.
So Buffalo will top them in that regard.
Right now, the Penguins are essentially in last place in the East.
But overall, they're still in top four, I think, if you look at the West.
Right. The Penguins right now are sixth from the bottom in terms of the lottery. Let me find this. Here it is right here. Sixth from the bottom. The team with the best odds to get the number one pick is San Jose at 25.5%. Blackhawks at 13.5%. You're not catching them. Everybody else is fair game. I'm even keeping Nashville in there, but that's going to be tough. 11.5%. The other two teams, you should finish below. And that's the Sabres and the Kraken. That's 9.5%, 8.5%. And the Penguins are sixth with a 7.5% chance to get the top pick in the draft. And they should still get below Buffalo and Seattle. That's very attainable. You're right. That's where they are. I think they can enhance that position and, more importantly, bring in future assets for a team that's going nowhere. I want Sid, if he's here, to be on board. That doesn't mean that I'm keeping precious assets like Raquel or Rust, for that matter, just to play with him. The priority for me right now is to get all the assets I can, the best ones, and I don't know who brings back better ones than Raquel and in the offseason, Rust.
Yeah, both those guys would bring back, that's your best chance of getting high-quality picks if you're going to get them, or players that could help you as well. I'm not going to rule that out. There could be some young players who aren't getting a look in their system because they're blocked. You could find those. And that's what Logan Thompson was for. He was being blocked. He couldn't play. And so they went to them and made a trade. If you could find those situations that help, absolutely do it. And Sidney Crosby will adapt to, I think, anyone on. And yeah, he has favorites. Sure, he does. He knows chemistry. But if you give him a young Macklin Celebrini, for example, somebody who's in the really high end, he's capable of playing with that guy and making that guy better. And that guy can make Sidney Crosby continue his excellence. So,
I mean, I love the fact they have all these picks. I just don't know where. Now, Kyle Dubas was in a different situation in Toronto. He walked in. All the heavy lifting was done for him. And I think the Tavares signing, that's not his decision in Toronto. And all he needed to do there, his clear mandate in Toronto was fix the goalie situation and we could make a legit cup run. He never did. And what was one of his first moves here? To go out and visit Tristan Jarry, identify him as the future, and throw $27 million at him? Call me crazy. I'm not sure this is the guy I trust with the Penguins' future. Now, it may turn out that drafting and developing, he's an absolute whiz, but we're not going to know that for a long time. Nor do I think he deserves credit for making trades like the Kevin Hayes trade. Like he's some sort of, Albert Einstein of NHL GMs. A lot of guys do that. They get picks attached to a player. Great. That's what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, that has to be the first thing that they do. Identify who's next in this way. And I was trying to go back, Joe. Do you remember before they signed Tristan Jarry? There are a lot of goaltenders. I am trying to remember who, like Frederick Anderson. There are one-year guys out there.
Yeah.
Veterans they could have signed for 1 year and try to figure this whole thing out as they go.
I mean, some people would have looked at that as an immediate fireable offense, putting $54 million on Graves and Jarry.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And said, you know what? We're going to move on pretty early here because those aren't just bad signings. They're albatross signings that can wreck your team.
No,
$54 million in those two?
Yeah, that's what they did. And that's a lot of money. I know the cap's going up and they're going to have more money to spend, but they're going to have to figure out ways to save money here to create opportunities because in free agency, you can bring in a couple of guys at the kind of money we're talking about here. If you can trade Carlson and get someone out there who thinks that Carlson could add to their team as a playoff or contending team, do it. Pay half the salary, reduce
yes,
$5 million.
Pay just some of the salary.
Even if you don't get much
you're
in return. Yeah, even if you don't get much in return.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, what you get in return is gigantic cap room.
Right.
And if he can find, and then you have a $5 million winger who, there's just no guarantee with Raquel. I mean, you look at his history, Bob. Before he got here, he was hurt. He wasn't producing. At least there were some years in there where he was hurt. The year before he got here, he wasn't having a good year at all. Then he had a really good stretch when he came to Pittsburgh, had a terrible year last year where he was hurt for a lot of the year, and now he's bounced back. That history doesn't tell me, oh, this guy's just going to keep going now and be really good for years at a time and be Sid's perfect line mate and keep him happy. No. While you have the chance, while Raquel is maybe the best forward on the market, you are derelict of duty, in my opinion.
You know, the only scenario I would see where they decide that they're going to give it one more try is, you know, Nedeljkovic is not the answer. If they think that Blomqvist still needs more time, he's not ready, then you bring him up and play. I don't know. But to me, I think it's pretty much done in that they're going to have to buy him out.
Who?
Jari,
okay.
Is that who you're talking about?
I don't remember now. No, I think I was talking about, I was talking about him for one, yeah. For sure, and Graves.
Well, Graves.
And Carlson is probably the, Carlson may right now be at his highest market value he'll ever be again. He played well in the Four Nations. He's still young enough to where somebody, if you, like you said, Bob, if you retain salary, you should be, that just needs to happen. You need to beg him. I don't know why he would want to be here for like he's going to say no if you trade him to a cup contender. I don't get it.
That's why I never did like no trade clauses. I really hate it in sports. It puts a handcuff on a GM. They feel like they have to do it. These agents force this issue. And now it's not just the elite players who are getting it. I was looking the other day, a larger percentage of hockey players than I thought have no trade clauses.
Yeah.
Why? You know, that's what are you doing to your own franchise? You're limiting your ability to make it better. Because now
I guess
you have to
blame
beg.
The CBA, blame the owners, right?
Well, it's a bad thing that got into the game, and I don't like
did
it.
Did I hear that the PM guys are having Gary Bettman on today? Is that a fact?
Yes.
3 o'clock.
Yeah, Andrew said that last night on the show now, so 3 o'clock apparently.
That might be a good question for him about the next CBA. Like, here you have a team in Pittsburgh that is severely hampered by all these no-movement, no-trade clauses. Is that something the owners would be interested in bargaining back? To put limits on that.
It has to be a bargaining now.
All right. My sense tells me that once that kind of toothpaste is out of the tube, it ain't going back. Kind of like a salary cap in baseball, although they never had one really, right? listen.
Although Rob Manfred indicated that he believes it is a problem. I heard this over the weekend, which is interesting to me.
Do you believe he believes that?
I believe he believes it, but I don't think he is in any position to change it.
I don't think he believes it. I think Major League Baseball is rolling in dough right now.
But for the good of the game in terms of all the markets, it still isn't.
What does he care about Pittsburgh?
Well, he should care.
Why?
He should care about all of the franchises. Because he's the commissioner of the league.
You can't really. What you care about most is your league raking in the kinds of revenues that you would want. That's all anybody cares about. Major League Baseball.
Maybe national revenues, but I would dare say that regular season ratings have tanked the last couple of years in all games. I don't think people watch baseball the way
I thought the
do.
World Series went well.
I'm not talking. I said regular season.
Yeah.
They sell these contracts.
Isn't that more of a function of the game itself?
Yeah, sure. And that's why they've tried to shorten it and do all the things to make it more palatable from a viewing standpoint. My point is, I don't think the league's in good shape at all. You can tell them about all the money you bring in. No, it sucks. And when you're in markets like this, it really sucks because there's no onus for the ownership to do anything but what they do. And it's not just here. There are a lot of other markets similar to it.
Then spend more. I would say Major League Baseball's never been in better shape. They're spending more than ever on free agents. Their media deals are more than ever. They're raking in more revenues.
And they start
attendance is up.
Deferring all their contracts. Okay, let's get Vlad Guerrero in here and defer his contract. Why not? Use that marketing. I would do it.
Yeah, I'd do it too.
Toronto doesn't want him or can't sign him.
And you don't think the Pirates are happy in their current predicament?
I think they're making money, and that's they're happy.
End of sentence.
Okay, no, it's not end of sentence.
It is if you want change. It is if you want change, then Bob Nutting should be the first guy on the picket lines.
He should be.
Well, he should have been the first guy last time. I don't seem to remember him complaining about that CBA.
Okay, but he's making money. Who else isn't? It's the people here who spend money and get nothing in return. I love going to baseball games. I do. But I want to see something on that field that makes me want to go beyond all the
And whose fault is that it's not happening?
It's the league.
I think it's the team.
Well, it's both, but the league allows owners not to spend. The league allows you to say, I'm not doing this. I'll spend $50 million while the Dodgers spend $400 million.
These things have to be collectively bargained.
Well, then bargain. Figure it out.
Close the league down for a year? Like the NHL did when you're rolling in revenues?
It's now 14 minutes old.